Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. I have what He says I have. Whoops. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Okay, I started last week. We started on something that is vitally important to each of our lives and people in the world in general. And we spoke about something that tends to attack each and every person some way, shape, or form. And what that is, many people tend to get caught up in certain things in their lives and they can't get rid of it, and is known as a stronghold. Everyone say stronghold. And so God got me to start teaching on strongholds. We only just started the beginning, but we're going to continue on that. Freedom from strongholds. Now, when I talk about a stronghold, it's something in the mind. It's a stronghold that gets you locked up, and it's in your mind. And once there's a stronghold in your mind, it's really difficult to get out of it. But the Bible gives us keys in order to break those strongholds and to get out of them. Now, I'm going to give you a list of strongholds in a little while, and you can maybe add to the list or see if any of those refer to you possibly. But there's tons and tons and different kinds. Now, the thing about a stronghold, if it's not dealt with, eventually what it can do is sear the conscience. And what the Bible talks about having a seared conscience, and a stronghold can be just deception, being deceived all the time. And if you get into deception over certain things that are contrary to God's word, and you believe that, you will end up eventually searing your conscience, and it's going to be really difficult to get out of that kind of thinking. And so we want to get hold of these things, take care of them out of our lives, and we want to start doing it now. Now, we looked at it and we said a stronghold from the Oxford Dictionary means a fortress, a fort, a castle, a citadel, garrison, a tower, and a bunker. You can hear a stronghold. And the Bible talks about taking thoughts captive and talks about strongholds. And when the Word of God talks about a stronghold, it's talking about a fortress or a bunker. You know, when people in the war, in any kind of war, being attacked by an enemy, they make a bunker, which is a trench, and they climb into that bunker, and it's very difficult for the other people to come and get them because they're just firing at them. So a stronghold is something that is a fortress or a fort or a citadel, a garrison, a tower, a bunker, or a castle. And researchers, we saw this last week, that researchers, this is scientifically researched, researchers have estimated that 85 to 90% of our brain's activity occurs in our subconscious mind. 85 to 90% of our brain activity occurs in our subconscious mind, which happens to be part of our soul, because we're a three-part being, remember? We're a spirit with a body and a soul. And the soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, you've got two things that are operating here. You've got your conscious thinking, and you've got your subconscious thinking. Your conscious thinking, you know what you're thinking. Your subconscious thinking, you don't automatically know what you're thinking, but the lifestyle you're living can reveal what's in your subconscious. And your subconscious, let me just tell you this, does not know right from wrong. Your conscious mind knows what is right and wrong, but your subconscious mind, when it gets into your subconscious, how many of you have ever been in a situation where you are on the verge of getting something? I mean, you were there that close, some major business deal, something major in your life, whatever it was, and all of a sudden it just dissolved and you just saw it disappear out of your life. I see people nodding around, right? It's happened to me. That's because you sabotaged yourself without even realizing it. Because your subconscious, whatever in your subconscious mind, and I'm doing this down here, it's actually a lobe on the front of the brain. And it's quite amazing how they can work out where so many different things in the brain that can work out which part goes to sleep and which part's awake and where you forgive and where you forget and things like that. And the frontal lobe is where the subconscious is. And what happens is that the subconscious mind, not knowing good from wrong, from bad, goes, because if it's in your subconscious mind, it believes that's what you're after. That is what you're after. I remember time and again in my life, I was on the verge of so many breakthroughs, but something inside of me from what was put in my subconscious mind stopped me achieving what I should have achieved. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You've experienced that, right? And you think, what happened? It was there. It was that close. But your subconscious has been programmed, and your subconscious gets programmed from early age. From an early age. And by the time you're 7 and 8, your subconscious has been so programmed, and then it goes up until 15 where it's really open, and then it starts getting more difficult from there on. But at those early stages of a person's life, your subconscious is bombarded with what you see, what you hear, what people tell you, and what you think. Amen. Now, the good news is we can change whatever's in our subconscious. That is the good news. Because many people, like I was brought up, and I honestly mean it, I grew up with a mentality that money is difficult to come by. It doesn't come easy. How many of you heard that? It just don't come easy, right? It doesn't grow on trees, correct? How are we going to afford it? I mean, did you grow up hearing that? I mean, how many people grew up hearing it's not easy? And you got to work real hard and study real hard in order to make a living. And we made it so bad that it got into our subconscious thinking that as you're about to get some kind of a breakthrough from all of this holding you back, what's inside there, because you believe money doesn't come easy, so this is too easy, it's not coming. And somehow it sabotages the whole deal. Because you've been programmed that way. And the subconscious doesn't know right from wrong. We're not talking about your conscious now. Your conscience knows, but your subconscious, and sub means under, like a submarine. It's under. It's, you don't see it. You don't know what you're thinking in your subconscious. But the way you're living out should reveal what's in your subconscious. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as the man or the woman think in their heart, so is he. And we looked at that word heart, it's tied to soul. If you look at it in the concordance, it means the soul. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And your subconscious is part of your mind. Amen. And so as a man thinks in his subconscious, so is he. In other words, that's how you're going to live your life. Haven't you seen people that are sick all the time? I've seen a lot of people that are sick all the time. If it's not this, it's that. And if it's not that, it's the other. There is always some. I've seen people. Have you seen people? Do you ever know how many of you know what a drama queen is? Nowadays, when you say queen, it's got a different meaning. But those days, we used to say a drama queen. I mean, it's from one drama to the next. Hello? And what you try to do is you try to avoid them kind of people. Is that not right? Because that's what they've been brought up with. Amen. I'm not going to say Italians because they're always going crazy in the house. I'm joking. But drama, drama, drama. And we train the children up. Listen, the Bible says train the child up in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That means train him up in the ways of the Word of God, not the ways of the world. And how many times do we panic and freak out and get crazy over situations in our lives, and our children are growing up watching this. And then you've heard the saying that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Is that not true? Is there a saying like that? All right? What does that mean? Just like your daddy, just like your mommy. Why? Because they were trained up. Now they don't even want to do it. And yet they do it. In fact, think of the great apostle Paul, who said, the things that I wish to do that I don't do. And the things I don't wish to do that I do. Oh, woe is me. Is that correct? So we get brought up with all of these kind of mentalities that are contrary to the truth. And so, since our subconscious shapes every facet of who we are, because I'm living what's inside of me, what I've got, what I believe, that's my core belief. My subconscious is where the core belief really is. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Did he not say that? He said, they honor me with their mouth, but their hearts are not in it. So you can be saying something, yeah, but totally believing something totally different. You can be quoting, by stripes I'm healed, but you believe in sickness because that's how you grew up. You can be saying, my God supplies every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and he became poor so I can become rich, but you're battling financially. Why? Because you were brought up, money doesn't grow on trees. It doesn't come easy. You're not going to make it. How are we going to do it? And we've got that mentality. Our subconscious mind shapes every facet of who we are, including our actions and our reactions, our habits, and even our personality. It impacts everything to such a great extent that our decisions are controlled by what's in there. How many times have you just responded without thinking? In fact, you didn't respond, you reacted. Correct? You react instead of respond. Well, that's just something that's inbuilt inside of you. You got that belief system and it comes out just like that. Bang. And you think, why did I do it? Any of you done that before? Or was it just me? I've said some things and boy, as it came out of my mouth, I thought, oh God, I can't get it back. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. What is that? What causes that to happen? It's because that's my core belief system of what I've grown up with. Now, the good news is you can change that in your life. We can change it. Amen? The center of our belief system can change. Amen. And as information now from our daily life filters into our subconscious minds, mental images are created. Mental images are created. I'm telling you, some people cannot see themselves breaking that barrier of poverty. Just living beneath the breadline or on the breadline. They can't see themselves further than that. They cannot see themselves being successful. They cannot see themselves being healed completely. They've got a visual image inside of them from upbringing and whatever else has been from who they've hung around with, what the teacher said, what people spoke over them, what was said over them, what was decreed over them. They've got a mental image inside of their subconscious, and boy, oh boy, that thing is controlling your life. And these mental images that we get and these beliefs, this belief system that we've got inside of us it's the assumption of how things really are around us. We assume, because I believe that everything around me is like that. And I'm believing a lie. I'm believing a lie. And because I believe a lie, I will fight you to the death. Because I'm right and you're wrong. People will defend wrong attitudes. They will defend wrong thinking. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? People defend it to the death. They would rather die broke, sick, and miserable than agree with you because they believe something that someone taught them from childhood. And so, whether it's true or false, it's our version of reality. It's our version of reality, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's true or false, it's our version. And I'm telling you, when it's your version, you know what it's like. When someone comes against your core belief, oh, it's on, baby.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to